Hello, HBC.
Hello, is this DeLeon?
Yes.
Yes, hey, DeLeon, this is Charlie. We just spoke an hour ago.
Oh.
Did you get everything situated there?
In order to do the project, I mean, talk about with the Chase, the bank?
Yeah, it came as fraud. So basically what happens is what the bank does is it just wants to make sure that you're making the payment. So you would just have to call and say like, hey, this is me making the payment, I'm making a purchase for my business for a marketing deal. Now, once they say, okay, we can run that card again. Now, I do stay on the phone with you so that way you get everything in writing. And then that way you have your everything in writing that we said, you also get your invoice and I text everything to you and email everything to you so that way there's no hiccups. So if the bank ever did ask again, you have all those things right then and there.
I see.
Yeah. Were you able to call them and tell them that this is...
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, I was looking. I was going to go over here. Generally, when I get any kind of check that's going to come through or whatever, it'll generally show up on my phone that there was a transaction that went through or trying to go through, and if it was a fraudulent or whatever, you know, it would pop up on my phone.
Right.
However, it didn't. Nothing showed up.
Interesting.
Hold on a sec. Let me look at it right quick.
Yeah. No problem.
No, nothing showed up on my phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to circle? Let's see. So the expiration date is.
Expiration date was when?
Was August, which is 08, and then it's 28 for the year, and then the security code was 141. Is that correct?
You said the what?
The expiration.
Yeah.
August 2028, so it usually says 0828 on there. And then the security code was 141, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the address I have is 41060 High Street. When I put unit D, it came back as invalid. So I just put the street itself and took off unit D in the city of Fremont, California with the zip code of 94538.
Yes.
That's correct. Okay. So, I mean, I have everything on here and then it's, for the name itself, it's DeLeon, DeLeon Hill, correct?
Yeah. However, yeah, you know what? I think what may have thrown it off is because, generally, you know, anytime I do any kind of transaction and I'll use my other address, you know, but because I say this is my personal account, but I generally never, you know, pay anything with, you know, and then direct it toward, the office name or the address. So that might have thrown it off.
Gotcha. Yeah. So for the billing address on your personal account.
Billing.
So.
It's different. So, the number, the zip code is different too.
Okay, so what's the billing address for the street? So that's probably what it was.
Yeah, the billing address is 45. I mean, the billing address is 4555 Thornton Avenue.
Thornton Avenue.
Yes, 4555 Thornton Avenue, and it's 94536. Is the zip. So that I think that's what did it right there.
Okay. You might be right. You might be right. Let me just make sure.
But I'm just saying my business address and all the other stuff is what I gave you.
Yeah, so the business address is good. That's where the PIN verification is going to be for your Google business profile. That's what's going to match up with Google.
Correct.
For this,
correct.
It's just going to be the
payment.
Yeah. Gotcha. And the zip code is the 94536?
Correct.
94536, 4555 Thornton Avenue, Fremont, California.
Right.
Okay. Let me try that right now, and then let me see if that was the issue, okay?
All right.
Okay, here we go. Let me see here. That was the issue. You're right. Okay.
Right.
So it went through. So it's good. So now what I want to do is I want to set up that onboarding call with you. I'm going to send you an email. Oh, man, that one got filled. Can we do it at 2 for you? Does that work?
No, I'm going to be busy. I got to try to get this finished today.
Okay. Can we do this? Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to work on your account here. Can my tech team call you at 7 in the morning, and then that way they will be able to call you and then do that onboarding call for you? Does that work?
What, they want me to get on a computer or something? Because I don't have no computer set up for that.
They're just going to make sure. So I'm going to tell them everything that we talked about, give them everything here. We're going to make sure that we have everything correct. So like my father says, make sure you do it right the first time so you don't got to go back and do it again. So I'm going to give them all the notes here of what we talked about. But they're going to onboard you and just make sure, verify, and then they're going to get you going. Okay?
All right.
Okay. All right. So is 7 a.m. okay for you in the morning?
Yeah, that's too early for me, man. I'm not saying that I'm not up. I am up. However, I'm trying to get my coffee and all that kind of stuff.
I get you.
Yeah.
Okay. The only availability I have today for my tech team is at 2 p.m. I mean, I have one at 1 p.m., but if you're trying to get your work done there, I don't want them to bug you while you're trying to get that done.
And how long this going to be?
This is probably going to take like 30 to 45 minutes.
Yeah, I need to stay in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, right. What time tomorrow do you want me to give you, call?
That's due for maybe 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock tomorrow, because I should be finished with this stuff by then, so.
Okay. That's fine. What I did, Dillion, though, is I sent you everything to your email. And then I also sent you a text message. So this is the last thing I have to do with you, and then I'm going to wrap this up with you, okay?
All right.
Sent you a text message. So in the text message, can you click that link? That's just our terms and conditions link.
Okay.
Let me know when you get there. He hung up on me.